This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Up next, Opera Box.
Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
Good evening and welcome to Opera Box. My name is Gary McBride and I'll be with you for the next hour. Tonight, music by Richard Danielpour and by Bernat Vivancos, his Lux Surgit Aurea. The majority of this program, however, is given over to seven movements from Richard Danielpour's 2017 14-movement oratorio, The Passion of Yeshua. American composer Richard Danielpour has long been a fan of Johann Sebastian Bach, and he cites Bach's St. Matthew Passion as his confirmation that music would be his life's work. However, in Bach's very Lutheran text, Danielpour looked in vain for the voices of the women that were around Jesus in his last days. To meet his desire for a new view of the Passion story, Danielpour created The Passion of Yeshua. The title tips us off that the text of this Passion will be both in English and in Hebrew. The Hebrew texts come from the Jewish scriptures, the Tanakh, while the English comes from the four Gospels in various translations. The narrative follows the traditional story of Jesus' last days before his crucifixion, albeit often from the perspective of women. The Hebrew texts are generally sung by the choir or by the two female soloists as messianic prophecies. As Danielpour indicates, the Hebrew text is symbolic of the past, and the English is an archetype of the present. He also wants the listener to remember that the story is placed in the first century through the language of the libretto. Let's listen now to the first four movements of The Passion of Yeshua, written in 2017 by Richard Danielpour. They are Prologue, Pesach, Ritual, and Betrayal.
Thank you. before the feast of Pesach, when Yeshua knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And when the hour came, he sat at the table, and the Talmid with him, and he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Seder with you before I suffer. I tell you, I shall not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then taking a cup of wine, he made a baracha and said, take this and share it. Take this and share it among we
Dipped the morsel, he gave it to Yehuda from Kiriot. As soon as he had taken the piece of matzah, Yehuda went out, and it was
Joanne Folletta conducted the Buffalo Philharmonic Chorus, the University of California, Los Angeles Chamber Singers, and the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra in a performance of the first four movements of The Passion of Yeshua by Richard Danielpour. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. We'll have more from The Passion of Yeshua after this.
Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
We've been listening to the opening movements of Richard Danielpour's 2017 oratorio on the last days of Jesus, entitled The Passion of Yeshua. Now let's listen to the final three movements, which lead up to and include the crucifixion. They are entitled Via Dolorosa, Darkness Over the Land, and Epilogue.
Thank you. Standing by the cross of Yeshua were his mother and his mother's sister. And the Talmud of whom he loved standing near, he said to his mother, "Woman,
from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over the land. At about the ninth hour, Yeshua cried with a loud voice and said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani.
soprano Hila Plitman, mezzo-soprano Janai Bridges, baritones Matthew Wirth and Kenneth Overton, along with the Buffalo Philharmonic Chorus, the UCLA Chamber Singers, and the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, all under the baton of Joanne Folletta, the final three movements of The Passion of Yeshua by Richard Danielpour. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Miller & Harrison, a law firm that provides assistance to people charged by the state with committing an offense and assistance to those injured by the fault of another. Located at Broadway and Mapleton in Boulder, more information can be found at millerandharrison.com or by calling 303-449-2830.
In 2016, the Spanish composer Bernat Vivancos y Farás wrote Lux Surgit Aurea, which translates as Light Arises, which was composed for the Westminster Choir to perform at the 2017 World Symposium on Choral Music in Barcelona.
Thank you.
Joe Miller conducted the Westminster Choir in a performance of Lux Surgit Aria by Bernat Vivancos. Well, that's it for me, Gary McBride. I hope you've enjoyed another Opera Box. Please join us every Monday evening from 7 to 8 right here on KGNU.
And thank you, Gary. Welcome, everyone. This is EC and...
I'm Michael DeLalla. So great to be here on a fifth Monday from Classic Monday.
And we are here for a Classic Monday right here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Michael and I, as we say, come in on that fifth Monday to bring you a variety of music in the somewhat classic mode. We always seem to stretch the boundaries a little bit and... looking for different themes.
Today kind of evolved, didn't it? We were looking at some music that both came upon our radars, and we were finding it's called program music that is doesn't have a text, doesn't have any reference to what it is the music is about. We'll talk a little bit more about what that means later, but. I think that became the theme of the show. What does it all mean?
What does it all mean? But, a lot of music obviously is written in recognition of something that maybe seems more familiar. And we thought, why not begin with some Gustav Holst from The Planets? Right now, in the night sky, you can see Saturn. And
it sounds like this, right?
It sounds like this. He calls it Saturn, the bringer of old age.